I got to tell you, and I would turn to Daniel Claywitter, they never cover palm waving in seminary. So we're all on our own to figure that one out. But you guys look great. You guys look great. I was pleased with your participation. Welcome. My name is Will Morris. As all of you know, it's good to have you on this Palm Sunday. It is threatening weather out there. I'm glad that it wasn't doing too much that you couldn't come. And as many of you have pointed out, we desperately always need the moisture that is a blessing from God, and we're grateful for that. I want to call a couple things to your attention. One is the scripture reading will be the reading for Palm Sunday, but it won't be the Luke reading. I hope that's not a problem for you. I'll tell you where it is in your Bible. It will be from Matthew. That is the lectionary for this year. They're both very similar, but it's important in my mind that we be hearing the same scripture that other churches are who follow the lectionary. The other thing is, on the back, I want to call your attention to the calendar. It is coming up on, well, it is Holy Week. This is arguably the most sacred week in the church calendar. Many churches combine on this Sunday, they combine Palm and Passion Sunday. I feel for those churches who feel compelled to combine them because, in my mind, that doesn't give fair coverage to the importance of this week. So one thing that's not on your calendar, that's not directly Holy Week, but this coming Tuesday, April 15th at 7 o'clock, is a meeting of the trustees. So the trustees will meet Tuesday, but the other events that you see on the Holy Week schedule, I ask you, I invite you, I implore you to join us. On Thursday, we will celebrate the Last Supper in a Holy Thursday communion service, which will begin at 7 o'clock. Friday, we will commemorate the Passion of the Christ, the death, the crucifixion of Jesus in a service of Tenebrae. Tenebrae means darkness, and at 7 o'clock we will celebrate that difficult time, the death of Christ. Sunday is Easter. We have to go with God to Golgotha first, but on Easter Sunday at 8 o'clock, the United Methodist Men will be sponsoring an Easter breakfast, as is our tradition. They will start serving at 8 o'clock. Our worship service on Easter is back at 10 o'clock. Everybody's welcome for the breakfast and for the worship service, and I hope that you can join us. I know that Bill Mitchell had a few announcements. They're already here. Gentlemen, come. Thank
you. Daniel, can you come up, please? And Kevin? Kevin.
Come on. Conley. Down.
As you all know, Daniel is headed for annual conference in June, and being how that he is unemployed, the United Methodist Men have decided that we are going to help him with his expenses for this work. So we are giving him $250 toward his expenses for annual conference. And as we all know, Kevin Condon is a vital part of the Kairos Ministries. He was their state chair until recently for 2 years, which he gladly gave up, he tells us. But we also have a gift for Kairos Ministries for $300.
He's not completely unemployed, so yeah. We've
got to
hear
that. Yeah, and thank you again for the generous donations to help out for annual conference. Actually, as of this last Thursday, I did secure and accepted a part-time employment with the Rocky Mountain Conference of United Methodist Church. So I will be temporary program assistant for the Mission and Ministry Division through June 30th, so I'm happy to be able to serve that way. But I'm going to go ahead and keep this the way, because I won't get the first check till the end of June, so thank you.
He anticipated Bill Mitchell as Daniel came up. Bill said, "Give the check back." Ah, Christian charity, isn't it wonderful? Thank you, guys. The United Methodist men are a wonderful group of gentlemen, and I appreciate their work and their donations to these worthy ministries, because Daniel's is a ministry. I don't know if you know this. I think I may have mentioned it anyway. Daniel sits on the Board of Ordained Ministry for the conference, and it is partly his responsibility to make sure that deacons who are trained and come into ordination through the deacon track, that they are well cared for. Today, as you know, is Palm Sunday, obviously, and it is a delight that more, I wish we could do it more often. I don't know why we don't, but it is terrific today that all three of the congregations can come together. I think you know this, and I hope you do, and I still want to recognize my brothers in ministry. The Tonga Fellowship is led by Reverend Pelaki Lokatui. Pelaki, would you stand and let us welcome you? Pelaki, welcome. And also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, which is under the capable leadership of Reverend Emmanuel Nkansa. Reverend. And through Pelaki and Emmanuel and Daniel, they keep me straight and narrow. And I appreciate their efforts to that end. I'm going to pretend that didn't happen.